at supper, the 15th of October, 71. Gentleman Wright, in beginning the visit with Miss Chitty this Friday at supper, the 15th of October, 71. Gentleman Wright, in beginning of the visit with Miss Chitty this Friday at supper, the 15th of October, 71.
Well, you know, Miss Kitty, it's just that kind of weather. Now, you can't get away from that. Just sit down. Let me put this stuff up a minute. It's anything you do. You find yourself sweating. Put this stuff up in the refrigerator and then
daughter-in-law and son getting the last Christmas. I said, taking that to you tonight.
Oh, white daisies. Mm. Oh, daisies on a white. Oh, I like that. We got a little bit of everything. Some have that ivy on it. And some of we just got odds and ends, I think, this too. You like it out of a bottle or out of a glass? I'll just put here. A glass. I'm going to swipe a swig. I don't want a whole one.
I don't want a whole thing now, too.
You don't. But I'll tell you what, you drink what you want.
And I just take so much during the day, you know, I can put one of these in the box.
Yeah.
Well, I put anywhere from 3 to 4 in the box to keep them cooler, and I buy them by the carton, like that.
Uh-huh.
But I put...
Now, you'll want more than that. That's just a start. See, I took some of that one. Well, is Frankie working? He's working more than usual, isn't he?
Well, right he now. Hadn't had too much time to work and do, you know, just for a while. Kind of caught up. Then me being sick, Layman being sick, all the time to go to the hospital. And doing that, doing the other. Of course, he could have got his work if he'd had study work now, but hadn't been giving him more than 3 days or 3.5 days. Sometimes he didn't give him but 2 days, just according to what's to be done. But now, since he's got such a little bit down to his staff, you know, but he can spare Frankie over to Jeanette, well, boy, they couldn't.
Oh, she works him. Now, he's mowing over there?
Yes, he's been mowing this place. He said last week, he said, I'm going to stay in and go to ring. He said, now, Mr. Albert's going to have me to mow. Around Moe's pond, you know, down in the green, and it's got it down to Bareilly. And it's you're saying first to last week. There's not such thing ghost rain this week. We ought to been working in that parade. So it wouldn't, the rain wouldn't be falling. Now it's got to be wet to keep.
Oh, that's it.
Kind of like Mr. Miles' parade down.
Yeah,
when it just pulled
out. Who's here?
Well, just look. There's a big surprise.
A skin and bone.
Well, how to do?
Just here, that's all.
Are you looking as healthy as your sister?
Mm-mm.
Did you ever see anything men like she done?
My man, she lost weight. She was down here before.
Got
yeah.
it? Yes, yeah, he said she really over. She really did look good.
About burnout?
Yeah, it's hot.
We put out some seed this morning, Richard, and I've been setting up that office. And I'm getting so flabby, I can't walk without sweating.
You want some of my drink? I'll take a little
no,
more.
No, no, he
yeah,
here.
I might take a little
more. Oh, I bet he.
Could have been nice for him. He's a little boy.
No, he doesn't drink. He just drinks when I say he doesn't. Oh, that's a help. Golly. Whew, y'all got
a little air over here.
We got some mighty still slow looking clouds out there. We don't want them to get that mattress wet.
Oh, they do look fierce. Go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Now we'll feel good.
Yeah, now we'll get away.
Oh, now we can enjoy our Pepsi better. But Jeanette.
See, Miss Jenny, she can't sit in the house without her fan.
I did yesterday and today.
That's right, you didn't have it on today.
You didn't have
it. I got one, but I didn't have it on. In the cool mornings, you know, Sunday night. Yeah, I was right there at Francis. We run around there and have a short sleeve shirt.
Yeah.
And he went back in his room and he come back out with one of his long sleeve tan work shirts like I. Oh, you drink all that now.
She left it for you.
We got chili.
You didn't get it, though.
That good stuff, isn't it? Say that good.
Yeah, Kim got a big bottle this time, so we can.
The only trouble is, I got so many.
Got them almost used to.
That's right. We ran into a sale.
Don't tell me. I'll just send you all out and let you do the buying.
Yeah, the old horse swallower.
Yeah.
Got to get my swallower back in. Thank you.
Where'd y'all do all that sales stuff, see?
Well, we just ran into it at the minute, down here at the minute mark. We didn't know that they had this. Now, Miss Judy did. She'd been listening to it on the radio.
Well, they tell the, on television, you know, they come out, oh, I found something today. I went to the minute market. What'd you find? Oh, I went to 7 to 11. What? I got so-and-so. How much? And they'll tell you how much they got it for you, you know? Yeah. And you know, that's been a high place since them things come in. They've been high.
Well, they have.
7 to 11 always been high. But this year it seemed like it's got on television, too. And you're going to look at television.
I do, too.
Well, where? A&T.
Yes.
There's two old women, I imagine, about as old as I am, and Rosalie. You don't see them. But you hear him talking, and they got all the signs about what A&P's done, you know, and wants to get on the sailboard and all this. And when I'm saying, today I heard one of them make that remark. Frankie was going out of dining room. I said, oh, I'm so happy. I feel like crying. Turned around and looked at me because he knew I was making fun of them, you know. They were, oh, so and so and so and so. Yes, and I got so and so and so and so. But, oh, had you noticed the A&P sales, this and the other, and they got to looking and reading this. Oh, one of them says, oh, I'm so happy I could cry.
And then the minute mark comes on, too, on television?
7 to 11.
7 to 11, it's minute market, but
sure.
They don't know how much, what you got, and they say, oh, well, I say, maybe, whatever that was, the bulk was. So much, and then, oh, I say 7. And then, well, I say more than that. What'd you say? Well, I say 2 7s. And all that food.
I'm going to listen to that. I miss that.
It's an advertisement.
Sure. I tell you what I want to do. You know, I'm a perfect stranger down there at your store, at Bartell's. I don't know Mr. Bartell or Ms. Bartell or any of the people that work there.
Well, I don't know any of them myself. I know them when I see them.
Sure. You know, I need to go down there when you all are there sometime, and I can kind of follow around.
Well, you'll have to follow us around on Saturday evening.
Yes.
So about closing time.
Is that
we have to go over to Reddick to pick up Betty in this thing. We go over there. Well,
yeah.
We'll tell a lot of time. By the time we get back to Bartell's, why, it's getting pretty late. And then when we get back there, I poke her. I used to didn't poke her. They said I poke, but I think I poke more than I think. And then won't come push my cart, Margaret or Betty in. And Frankie and I one night his mom says, you want me to push that? No. She pushed that. I can't go from place to place. I got to have something to hold to.
Oh.
Well, you walk along and you look at this thing and look at that. And my eyesight's getting bad, and I have to take it down and look to be satisfied. It's not as high as it was before. Maybe it's got up a little high, and I just take it back. I don't know. And you know when Bartell started there in that store?
Yeah.
He used to send out circles, you know, sales circles.
Yeah.
They cut out on this and they cut out on that. Oh, and now if you still tear one down there and show it to me, I think he'd wrong to think that you had lost all that much.
You know, Guy, when we first came out here, we'd get those little Marin Market.
Oh, yeah. Once a week.
Yes, he did. Once a week.
And he's quit that.
He's quit that. Going up. Going up high, and he can't afford to put price on the shirt. Or it gets to you.
He can't afford to let you know what the price is if you get there.
And now he has his, sometimes he'll have his windows with big sail sheets on the shoe. What good is that? It ain't good price, none.
Oh.
It's 13 cents and 3 for 39. That's what Faye saw on her the other day. Yeah.
Well, now, what's closing time? What, about 9 o'clock?
9:30.
And you all are down there that
sometimes we are, but now it's I believe he would close at 9. But everything right in. Got it closed in time.
Yeah.
And I tell you, a lot of them, they go, I don't go to O'Kellar and buy my groceries because I can get them cheaper. I don't go to Williston and buy my groceries because I can get them cheaper at the A&P. Because you ain't going to get them any cheaper anywhere else than Williston, only at the A&P.
Yeah.
We used to go over there on Saturday evening and go in and get our groceries, put them in the truck or the car, whatever we was in. Then we'd go to the show.
Oh, really?
But now we don't go to shows. We look at shows when we get back home.
Or just look, turn on the
TV if it's working. You know, I was wrong yesterday. And I turned it off. The clouds kept raging and rising.
Yeah.
And way back in yonder, rolling and rumble of thunder, but didn't see no lightning but one time. But when that man come out there and adjusted it and got it straightened out, Margaret turned to us, well, always when the weather's bad, sun and lightning most especially, we turned it off. And he says, well, I'll tell you, says, whenever you think or feel that the weather's going to be bad, just disconnect it and turn it up. Says, and then you'll be safe with your TV. Well, I hadn't heard no thunder, but just about like that was a while ago, way off yonder.
Yeah.
Layman, he come by, he says, Grandma, he says, you better but turn that off. It's getting pretty cloudy out here. And I heard some thunder way back down. I saw right about like that rumbling now.
Yeah.
I said, I heard it. I said, but can't put a little bit more of this story on. I want to see it. Yeah. TV went off.
Uh-oh.
I got up. I went and turned it off. Just turned it off. Didn't disconnect it. And then, one long before, here come a big boom, 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 boom. And I said, I turned it off and down. Guess I better unhook you back here. Well, after all that was over, we had pretty good shower at rain. I had to run Frankie in for staying out that climb 16. But I begged him so hard not to be working around wire and things like that when it's thundering and lightning. He'd come in and he was just as wet in his eyes as if he had got wet in the rain. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't. Just had on skid shirts.
Oh, yeah.
And that shirt, no, he had another shirt on top. No, he had on a shirt. And that shirt was just as wet. It was a collar in it, his yoke, all that thing.
Yeah.
And he was as wet as if you'd poured a bucket of water on him.
Uh-huh.
But of course his pants wasn't wet. That was wet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I warned him too about being where sun and lightning being wet that way. If there was a car where a truck where he could get in it till it's all over with.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm cranky about my young ones. They're old enough to look out and know and take care of themselves. Sometimes I wonder if them old beans up there ain't worried now till they ain't many up there. What says at us? And if I'm in the house then, Margaret and Layman's up the trailer. Nobody in there, and it goes thundering and lightning, and Frankie Oak or that hours. Maybe working for Jeanette or somewhere. I say, well, Lord, I hope he's where he can get in his car, his truck, whatever he's got there. Because being on tractor, that's dangerous, too. course, the wheels is
rubber,
but that ain't like a car. And if you're getting wet and it's thunder and lightning, and you're on the tractor or work trying to get out of the way, you can be struck on that tractor just as good. And they say when you're wet, you might bathe and swim and anything. I don't go for that. Because you can be struck just as easy in that swimming water as you can outside dry.
Yeah.
Oh. Now you got to go out too.
You think, I imagine you're just getting in the sample now.
What does that do, Miss Jenny?
Sir?
What does that do,
your
elbow there?
Arthritis thing.
What does it do?
You ever had a pain in your foot, your leg, or your arm, or your hip, your knee?
Well, I never had a pain like that.
Man, it's just like somebody standing here jabbing my elbow with a real sharp ice pick.
And still is?
It'll hurt for a while. It'll quit directly.
What does it do? Just ever
it
so
hurts.
Often it does that? It just jabbing away.
Just like somebody standing here with ice pick, just jabbing. Doctor asked him the other day, he says, where is it? He says, yeah. I says, it's right in that joint. He said, oh, he looked at me.
Yeah.
It's kind of pink on.
Yeah.
He says, yeah, what, in the muscle, leaf, or what? I says, it's in the joint.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, I never had that kind. I had the kind that my joints would swell up and I couldn't open my hand. But it didn't jab me. I believe I'd rather have the swelling kind.
Mine, sometimes, this arm gets to hurt. They first started up in the shoulder, then it worked itself on down. I said, oh, no, not both of them.
Miss,
I can't keep both of them.
I forgot what we were talking about. We got off on that. That's bad. That would make you think about something else, wouldn't it?
Yes,
it
makes you think of falling on the log when it's hurt.
Don't Frankie watch out for those things? He knows better than to be fooling with a fence when it's weather out there.
Well, sometimes he's got it fixed where he can't. Very well, turn loose and leave cows in there too. He has to catch up, you know, somewhere. So. But if his truck's there, where he can get up in the truck, set up in that truck, so we. But it's working up there, out on the open prairies, you know, most pond prairies, where the green most pond open, most prairie out here. Like Frank said, if he could have got to that cutting 2 weeks ago, it'd have been nice, because it wouldn't have been boggy and soggy. Now the rainy season said it's going to make it hard on him to get it all cut out like it ought to be.
Yeah. Right.
He's doing that for Albert's having him do that to finish it.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Right now, Frankie knows what happened to Cousin Earl.
Yes, he don't cuss the Lord though. It's thundering lightning. Earl cussed the Lord when it's thundering and lightning.
Yeah. But Frankie knows what happened to him. That ought to.
As a lot of people know that people can get struck by lightning. And, like you said, well, Mama says, if God wants to strike me by lightning, he says, there ain't no protection. I said, I know that, son, but you can try to protect yourself a little.
Yeah.
And be off over there on that tractor and just cutting away, and it's just a flashing and all around. And he said, "Mom, I don't do that." He said, "I hit my horse headed towards it. Somewhere to keep it dry, you know." And he's driving one of those great big old tractors for Henry and Jeanette.
That's way up there. Looks like a bug. It's high up.
Yes, that's just about what he looks like, I imagine.
Yeah.
Like we used to tease him when he was a little fella, you know. That may be one reason one of you keeps bothering him like he does. The little old black horse we had, Frankie was riding Frank. The horse was named Frank. And his daddy was named Frank. And we always said Frankie, you know, to separate Frank mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. and Frankie. And when they, let's see, I think they borrowed Miss Dancer's wagon. They borrowed, he carried it back home, and they were coming back through the back pasture, you know. You'd come through that way, walk or ride, but you have several gates open and shut. And we had some awfully rainy.
Yeah. All right.
Black horse, I missed it.
The old black horse, he was blind. One night I started.
There you go,
thing. And when they went to carry the wagon home, I can't remember who it was. Anyway, they had come through a closed pasture. You could there's a gate for you going out the horse, which couldn't carry a wagon or anything through. And we had a terrible, hard, rained every day just about it. And I don't know how in the world they ever used a wagon unless it was for hauling up wood or something in my nose. See, my mind is getting bad.
Anyway, you got too much interruption.
Anyway, it's been rainy weather, and the cars, trucks, tractors, and log trucks, and things like that it was settled up there too at that time. Well, you know where Munro's house is.
Yeah.
And this was down here, Greg goes this way. Well, this had cattle gaps in. I don't think they had, in fact, they know it hadn't got real hard surface on the road right along there. But anyway, Frankie was riding the horse. Willie was walking. And he opened the gate and let Frankie out. Now, whether he walked on down or went back up in the field for something. Anyway, it was getting pretty late, too, and close to night. And Frankie was riding Frank along, and it was cold, kind of cold, long back about October, November. Oh, I know now. They were hauling furnace wood, and they borrowed somebody's wagon back over, back to most over there. And they carried the wagon. Haul cane in the wagon. But anyway, they carried the wagon back home. Never coming home. Had the gears and everything on Frank. And they kept coming down the road, but right up there where the old catechist was. They hadn't widened out that road, I don't think, then. But anyway, they went on and they were coming down this road off from Munro's, right catechist, where this grade turns down here. And it was just a problem, loblolly, where they were in and out cars, trucks, and log trucks. And
oh, I see.
And them ruts was about like that. Never come wrong now. And old Frank being blind in one eye, and Frankie sitting there, he just trusted him and had little hands in his coat pocket to keep from breathing. Had his ring hanging up on the gear, and called hand for his guard. And got right at that road, old Frank just a shock right there and threw Frankie out.
Yeah.
Broke his nose, I think, a pen and a half. Busted his upper lip, bottom lip. And I don't know. Anyway, he busted his lip. And had him all bruised up. But he was lucky not to have no broken bones on it. He said he believed his nose was broke. Well, you know, you can butt into something sometimes unexpected. That way, you buck your nose up and you're feeling numb. And most especially when it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
And Frank told him he made a dash. No, there's a Willis come on and open the gate. Ask him to come on down and open the gate so Frank could get across, because Frank couldn't walk cattle dog.
Yeah.
And seemed like he was cold too. I don't know, seemed like he was running on ahead to kind of keep himself warm. And when he, old Frank dashed off. No, he left Frankie laying down the road and old Frank standing at the gate. When he went to get in, Willie turned around to look. Seen the horse and seen Frankie scuffling trying to get up. He says, I wonder what's the matter with that horse. Says, I know Frankie didn't get him anyway. And he was stoking the gate. You used to go across, come out and come on the gateway out across and open the gate. Well, he opened the gate. Turned around and seen Franklin sprawling right there. Here's the grave. This room is great. Seen Frankie sprawled out there and he's trying to get up. He says, well now, what caused that? He went back. Said the gate blowed too for one thing. And that probably clanging iron gates on them posts, you know.
Yeah.
Probably scared him. He just jumped Frankie not thinking. And just dipped him off and he's a little bitty old fella.
Yeah.
Sitting up there. And you say like a bird or a bug or something sitting up on top of the horse.
Yeah.
He went on to Frankie and hooked him up. He says, where you had that, bud? Oh, I'm hurt all over. He says, you bring Frank on to the house and let me go on. He says, well, you can't walk across that. I think I can. So he hooked him across the cattle gap. And he come to the house. Willie, he got Frank, brought him on through the gate, shut the gate, and kind of kept going through the pitch, you know, to catch up with Frank. He says, don't you want to ride on that? No. He says, I'm hurting bad enough. No. Willie said, safe at home. He grubbed so hard, you know. No, my mouth was going to bleed. We just said, why, you're just a bleeding all over him. Says, come on, let me help you up there and we'll make Frank put the house. He says, I don't want to get on Frank. He says, I'm hurt. And well, finally he come on down the road with Frank in. He kind of got old Frank ahead and he kind of gave him a tap with the switch he had. I keep coming down to the house with no rider. Well, what is happening? And Frankie was really come on in with him. Mama, you got any hot water? So wash Frankie's face off. I said, oh, Frank throwed him up there in that lolly of mud and place up there, the cattle gap. So Frank got scared of something, so that wasn't what it was. So I opened the gate. And I says, and I was walking on. I said, no, once I heard Frankie yell out, I looked around and there's old Frank standing and the gate was closed. I thought, nah, I'm going to shut that gate. I mean, I opened that gate. And there Frankie lay. So Frankie was laying over there in all that muddy, messy stuff that I don't know where you'll ever get his clothes clean or not. Blood all over his clothes. Little old coat he had wore for dress for I don't know how long. Frank had to take it to work. All down that way. I said, son, don't do that. Let me get some warm water and a soft cloth and wash it. Well, the rest of them, you know, I had to get around Frankie and see how bad he was hurt. I said, son, you think you need a doctor? He says, no, I don't think I do. He says, I might, but I don't think I do. And there were several days there. I just know all of his front teeth was knocked out, but there wasn't.
Well, I'm telling you.
One way or another, he had cupped his bottom lip in between his teeth. That caused him to bite. He said his jaws were kind of swollen. He couldn't eat anything much. Just had almost seed and mush.
Oh, really?
And I washed him good and got his clean sleeping dry. Well, he'll go into bed as soon as he says, yes, I'd rather go to bed than anywhere else. I know. Trying to talk and I was all swelled up, you know, for days before he could get there. All that blood, caused blood, mud, stuff like that was out of his lips.
Yeah.
And finally, Mama, he said, don't let my nose to water, but it gets broke too. And all of it together, then Martha, that long time before she married. We worked with him and got him cleaned up and all. Got him all down to his underwear, you know. And they were all bloody where he slobbered on through his clothes, you know. Finally, I said, Frank, Willie Martin won. Come in here and change his underwear and wash him off, give him good hot baths from his hips down. And he said his hips felt like it was hurt. So they rubbed him down just a tub of water. Almost. Had to heat your own stove now, my wood stove at that.
Yeah.
And he got him washed from his waist down. And then Margaret went back. I would tear his clothes in there. They'd dry him all, put his clothes on. And his sleeping pants, you know. But that little old thing looked like he was so clean. I was, But I didn't dare put anything on his mouth. Well, I rubbed his nose with some save I had. And he might have stretched it, but I believe it was his bottom lip. He's all busted on the inside. I don't know if you see how his upper lip was stretched right up. Well, I said, which one of your hips feels like it hurt the most? He says, Mama, I don't know, but I think it's my right hip that hurts me the most. So I went and got some liniment. We had, you know, good liniment. And I started up on his hip, rubbing down, holding his pants off, you know. I says, well, if it sounds like you're in the hospital, you'd have to go through rougher handling than what we're doing. I says, I've never been in one. I said, but I know from what they say, they're handling you rough, sir.
Yeah,
and he's been through several little old bumps and...
You know...
You have to kill him, but I think he's like I always were. He's just too hard to kill.
Let me tell you, Miss Kitty, I found out long ago it's a long ways to the ground on one of them old horses.
One of them throwed you?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, you're so long, you're sad.
Yeah.
Back there up. Trying to get you stuck off while you're up there.
Yeah, but that old song.
Here's the old horse, you know. It's funny. Sounds
like your song, boy. I don't know anything that'll soften that ground when you hit it. And when you plow into it.
I bet you the softest thing, though, that hits the ground.
It sounded like Frank had just plowed into that loblolly, you see, was soft on top, but it didn't take you long to get down the way it was hard. It just messed him up, and then he hit it. Looks like he just plowed into it, doesn't it?
Looks like he went head first. It was all it was bruises.
Yeah.
And
now, was Willie and Mr. Frank, was they any good at rubbing them down and treating them?
Yes, they could rub them down. You know, mother's hands are always more tender to them.
Well, now, I've noticed a lot of men, not many men, you know, have got any...
Oh, there's a lot of men that's got that rub quality.
Yeah.
That can really rub you down and get you easier, quicker than a woman can, but her hand's soft and so afraid. And she says, afraid you're going too far. And the girl says, oh. And I said, all right, turn around. That worked on.
Yeah.
Now I got it turned. Now you better be quiet. I said, you go around squalling and hollering. I said, you ain't too big for me to spank yet. And Monroe, he was standing there. He says, Frank, what? Did you see or hear anything to make old Frank jump that way and throw you? Because he's never been throwing in the oven. And they rode in the yellow jackets, didn't get on the horses, and they'd have to run to get out of them, and they'd hold on to the horses, and the horses never did throw them.
We
had two blind horses, and they always, they out riding the cows in, hunting the cows, or riding the woods over back to the house, you know. Looking for hogs. Long then, my husband had hogs, and Jim had hogs. Of course, each one knew his bunch of hogs. Right there, that. I said, somewhere in the woods, and I happened to pass the stump where there's a yellow jacket. Oh. The horses lay down. Let me see, one time we had a mule too. We had a mule, two horses. And that mule threw, this old man we call Mr. Matter the Pig, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He was riding the horse, a mule.
Was he a pretty good sized fella?
He wasn't good size. He wasn't very tall, but he was broad built. And
oh, stocky. I see. He's thicker than Frankie or Willie.
Oh, yes, sir. Wasn't as tall as, he wasn't as tall as Frankie, I don't believe.
Well,
he was a short built fella.
Yeah.
And anyway, I think it was him. On the mule coming through there one day. And he happened to run into a yellow jacket. Now, you know, they build an old rotten stump, yellow jacket, and horn, bumblebee.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bumblebee up close to our house, right down from the, that's brown sugar in there.
Oh, exactly.
And anyway, the mule throwed him. He hung on to it though, so he got way past, I think, the one thing that I think one must have got up his pants leg. And the other just thing, and he was fighting, trying to hold him.
Yeah.
Taking his head and smack him off from his head near bald head. and when you come on down to the road, you can see out and Trump Peter Rick is going to step up. I'm having time and trouble with my upper plate.
I'm going to get you some polar dance.
Well, let me tell you, that was on a blind horse.
Not on a mule. He was on a mule.
Yeah.
But that old mule showed down some kicking in it. And they were all, didn't have a one saddle between the three, you know. And every time it looked like they'd go out to drive hogs, to drive cows, and some of them would run into Yellow Jacket next.
Yeah.
And Mr. D, he was coming along there. And what was that old man? Doc? I don't know what it was. Now, anyway, we'll say Doc, he ain't going to say it. And of course, that caused him to plant his legs close to the knee, you know, and hold to the body. That's all he had, didn't he? But the fire, they're back. And I don't know where Frank or Jim, I think Frank told him he'd rather take his walk in any time. I don't know where it was, a Jim, a Willie, a Martin on the, well, the horse, two horses. I just take mine walking in time. Frankie says, me too, Pop. Me too, Pop. And he says, I mean Daddy. You know, I'm much strong, Pop, you know.
Oh.
And he's going on there all at once. I saw you just begin to peek. And Mr. P, trying to get away, you know. Mr. P, he says, don't come this way. Go back, boys. The Yellow Jacket. He says, great God Almighty. And he just slung his foot over. And still hopped to the bridle, you know, to keep her. He got ahead of me. Then he slung his leg over. There's Yellow Jacket. and beat him on the leg. And boy, he was ready to run, because I wouldn't turn him loose. And I got off out there, and I got in old weed, you says, and I began to fram and slam, fresh. He always got yourself for her.
Oh.
He says, well, I just tell you one thing, Mr. Frank, he says, I don't know, he says, I think there's one in my pants, Frank, says that thing. Tickled him so that he had to turn and go back to us where he'd keep some life in there. He said, one of them bit me on the legs and then got up too high. And he said, you whoop. You got away from, but boy, she come on home. He said, he stood there and watched and looked like every bush, a bunch of low bushes, broken on leaves. She did a straddle and she just walked right over them.
Yeah.
That was to brush the,
yeah.
Yeah, that was just a total. But I don't think they had any more trouble with the yellow jacket ride. Oh, not long, Jim. But this year, Frank throwing Frankie was after that. And Frankie said, you don't ride no horse. They rode too close to the stump. And the yellow jacket says, and it eat me up before I could get home.
Well, now, Brother Jim had those hogs and all like that. Now, what did he need money for, Miss Titty? He didn't have to buy any groceries. He didn't need much money, did he?
Yes, sir, he needed quite a bit, because he wasn't old enough at that time to be drawing a pension. An old age assistance, as they call it, in a warrant.
Yeah.
And Frank wasn't either, not right along in any time. They raised their hogs. Frank raised his cows and hogs. And had no fence along the end. The cows and the hogs, they just wander everywhere most.
Yeah.
Just about once in a while and hunt them up.
Yeah.
And him and Frank and the boys, and I did for a while, Margaret, all go out in the woods and gather black moss and green moss and kill it and sell it. Now that's how bad we needed money.
Just cash money.
We needed money. Taxes hanging over.
Yeah.
Frank managed to get up a few hogs, carry them to market and sell them, get his taxes out of the way.
Yeah.
And buy food and clothes and buy little hog feed on shorts, you know, along for the hogs.
Well, I added up, you know.
And when, but they didn't cost much to do now though, but they cost that much and a poor man wasn't able to pay it, but he didn't.
Yeah.
And we got out of how many sheep I've made out of them white short seed sacks, you know. And I made him some underwear out of them.
Oh, really?
Made me some aprons out of them.
And just leave the name on there, seed sack?
Oh, so we soaked them good. Then we put them in bleach water and got them colored. Names and things. Sometimes the old red line would still be on there. I've got such now that I've got packed up insects. Got no small flower sacks like we used to all our flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And sacks like that.
Yeah.
Chicken feed, cow feed.
Yeah. Oh, yes, in sacks that you could use.
Yes, and I wore out two or three dresses and skirts together that I made myself out of the sack. Some sacks, maybe sometimes he'd buy a sack of shorts for a brand or what it was, you see. This old hog feeding print bags, too. Sometimes he'd get one was a right pretty print on. Next time, it'd be a different. Well, I'd wash them and I'd put them aside. But it didn't take long then. It didn't take more than 2.5 of them to make me a dress.
Yeah.
And of course, we tried to buy all Margaret's school clothes and things like that.
The children wouldn't want to wear them. They would be self-conscious.
But I did make her one or two dresses out of seed sacks. Small prints, you know, pretty. Instead of girls at school, to oh, Margaret, where in the world did you run up on that dress? My mama made it. Mm-hmm. But where in the world did she buy the material to make it? She says, you all like it, Miss Buster.
Yeah.
He says, you don't mean it's out of seed sack. That's just what it's made out of. It's not got another one at home. It's a different print.
Yeah.
A lot of people taking these they were short sacks, feet sacks. They're taking bleach them.
Yeah.
And make coat suits out of them. Skirts and coats out of them. I never was that lucky to get me a pattern to make one.
Make a coat suit?
Yes, sir. I made it if I could just got the pattern. Never could get me a pattern.
Yeah.
There were several families around there that used short sacks for the men's underwear and underwear for the sales. Lots of make pillowcase that day.
People you knew?
Sir?
Families you knew?
Oh, yes, sir. Some of the older ones that were there before these new ones come in.
Oh, yeah. Miss Lily?
Yes, sir. I've seen her wearing dresses made out of seed sacks. But they make them up so neat and nice and all, so you can't hardly tell them from print on the counter, on the road in the counter. Both.
Yeah.
And Frank, both, me and Margaret, you always try to get enough in a piece of cloth, you know, if it wasn't too old looking. Too old for a young girl or anything. Buy enough in the piece to make the folks a dress. Mm-hmm. So, one time he come in and he said, as the children got up in his eyes, that was from Manny. He says, Manny, he says, I couldn't get it all. Couldn't get you all, both of you, a dress out of this piece. I got all there was on that boat. And he says, and there wasn't enough on, says, I got this, says, but it's a little higher than the other, so I got this. Thought maybe you could make the boys some shirts from them. They call them blouse, you know, boys' blouse. And I had some sacks. I said, all right, I'll think about it. No sooner seen it, it come to me that I had something almost similar to it in seed sacks. I only got the seed sacks out. I washed them, you know, and I had them folded where he couldn't tell which was which.
Okay.
I said, which one of these materials did you say there wasn't enough? He said, I think it was there. I said, that's a seed sack. He said, what? I said, that's a seed sack. can you? You want my station. For sending I will be seen. He got his glasses. He says, well, I can't tell one from the other. I said, well, I got two sacks like this. He says, you have. I said, so I take that piece of material that he bought, you know. I spread it out, and I got my two feed sacks. I washed and I ripped them open. He says, well, he says, that was one I was going to get you and Margaret both to dress off of. It was that little bit, and I said, make the boys some shirts about size. And I went, Margaret come in from school. I said, Margaret, I said, which one of these? And I put the other piece down too. I said, which one of these would you like to have dressed off of? Your papa just got, I said, your daddy just got 4.5 yards in this piece and 3.5 in here. I said, there are enough on this piece to get full amount, so he just got enough for one dress. And so she says, well, what's that over there? I said, it's my feed sack. Mama! She said, well, make mine out of this and that. So someone just got a dress, wears a dress too. Just like it. You're going to school and it's going to rain in on them and nothing.
Oh, I let my windows up.
See, you let them up.
Yeah, I went out.
And when they went to buying more white shorts back.
Uh-huh.
I started making me with some underwear out of them too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I wanted some boys' underwear. Long did I had no fashion sewing machine. It has a top that comes up on top to it, you know.
And an old-fashioned sewing machine.
Right, with pedal, had pedal with
yes,
the foot.
Yes.
Now, me and Betty Ann both got two old hackback things, and it cost us nearly, well, her thing cost her, and mine cost me nearly $3 by the time it was all set up. And I wasn't supposed to be. See, I won $50 on it.
Oh, you did?
And since then, Margaret sent hers in. She got one. She could have got one for the same make of machine. Well, I think hers was.
That's the end of Channel 1 Right. That's the end of Channel 1 Right. This visit with Ms. Chitty on Friday at supper, the 15th of October, 71. The end of Channel 1 Right and a continuation of visit with Ms. Chitty this Friday at supper, the 15th of October, 71. The end of Channel 1 Right and a continuation of the visit with Ms. Chitty this Friday at supper, the 15th of October, 71. This is the end of Channel 1 Right and a continuation of the visit with Ms. Chitty this Friday at supper, the 15th of October, 71. This is the end of Channel 1 Right and a continuation of the visit with Ms. Chitty this Friday at supper, the 15th of October, 71. The end of Channel 1 Right and a continuation of the visit with Ms. Chitty this Friday at supper, the 15th of October, 71. The end of Channel 1 Right and a continuation of the visit with Ms. Chitty this Friday at supper, the 15th of October.